Last week on Easter Sunday, we heard Luke's story of Christ's resurrection. And the story began with an empty tomb. In Mark, the gospel ends saying that the women fled, that terror had seized them. Matthew softens this a bit, saying that they left the tomb quickly with fear and with great joy. And while in Luke we are told that initially the women were terrified, eventually we learn that that empty tomb became for them a sign of Christ's resurrection, a sign of hope in the face of so much uncertainty. Well, today we just read that for the disciples, that fear still surrounded them, even after the women's words of good news. Just imagine all that they had gone through. Days before, they had sat at table with Jesus, where he had washed their feet and broken bread. And then it all so quickly unraveled. The betrayal, the trial, the sentence. It was only days before that their leader, their friend, had been put to death and had been buried in a tomb. And these disciples were terrified. They were terrified by all that had happened. They were terrified by being implicated in all that had happened. They were already afraid when they heard that news that morning, that the tomb was empty. Then the real fear set in. You see, Jesus had not simply been buried as any person who had died. He was a man who was charged with insurrection, with sedition. He was seen as a political threat, a rabble-rouser. And so this empty tomb, it would mean trouble. It would mean that the suspicion of the authorities would now come to them, the disciples. And so they hold themselves up. They locked the doors. You can imagine that they got whatever food they could find, whatever supplies they might need, and they barricaded themselves for fear of what might happen once word got out that the tomb was empty and that Jesus was alive. Except one of them was missing. For some reason, Thomas was not there on that first night. Earlier in the day, Mary Magdalene had appeared to the disciples. She had told them that she had seen Jesus, that she'd spoken to him. And then Peter and the beloved disciples, they wanted to see for themselves, and they raced to the tomb. They saw that it was empty. But they saw those linens folded up on one side. And with that sign, they believed. Maybe Thomas was out that night searching for such a sign. Maybe he was out like Peter and the beloved disciple had done before, hoping to find some reassurance, hoping to confirm what Mary had told them. Maybe he didn't have time for the other disciples' fears. Maybe he thought that they were being dramatic and missing the point of Jesus' whole ministry. Maybe Thomas wanted to see his teacher, his friend. We don't know much about Thomas. If left to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Thomas would simply be a name in a list of disciples. The name Thomas, we know, is a nickname. It simply means twin. His real name was Judas, but since there were two in the group, somehow he got stuck with the nickname. John's gospel puts a little flesh to this figure, though. At the Last Supper, Thomas is the one who, in earnestness, asks Jesus, "How can we know the way?" To which Jesus responds, "I am the way and the truth and the life." In Jesus' long speech at the Last Supper, Thomas seems to hang on every word, longing to follow Jesus as long as he can. And that fits with the one other mention that we have of Thomas. When Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus had died, Thomas told those disciples, "Let us go so that we may die with Jesus." Rarely did any of the other disciples express that kind of loyalty, that kind of devotion. "Show me the way to you," he asked at the Last Supper. "Let us follow you unto death," he says to the disciples. So perhaps on that first day, while all of the other disciples were afraid and locked up, maybe Thomas was mourning. Maybe Thomas was praying, trying to find Jesus so that he could keep on following him. And in his grief, in his searching, in the midst of wherever he was that night, Thomas missed him. He missed Jesus. He missed the peace that he offered him. He missed the breath that he breathed on them. He missed that commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. And despite how much he had longed for some sign of hope, despite how deeply he longed to believe, Thomas simply couldn't accept his friend's word. "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hands in his side," he said, "I will not believe." Belief, we all know, is a difficult thing. So much of our lived experience depends on belief in things that we do not immediately see. In John Irving's novel, A Prayer for Owen Meany, the narrator, John, has a number of conversations with his friend, Owen. And they talk often about belief. In one scene in the schoolyard, Owen illustrated his faith in God by pointing to a gray stone statue just as the sun was setting. When it had become so dark that the statue was no longer visible, Owen asked John if he knew that that statue was still there. And John said, "Of course it is still there." But Owen kept pushing him. "You have no doubt it's there?" Owen nagged him. "Of course I have no doubt," John said. "But you can't see it. You could be wrong," Owen said. "No, I'm not wrong. It's still there. I know it's there." "You absolutely know it's there, even if you can't see it?" Owen asked. "Yes," the narrator screamed. "Well, now you know how I feel about God," Owen said to him. Owen Meany saw that statue in the light of day. So why would he question its presence in the darkest of nights? The character of Owen Meany is a kind of model of faith that we often believe the Gospel of John is talking about. A belief that is earnest and convicting. Belief that can state creeds and that is chiseled in stone. But for the author of John, belief is about more. You see, in John's gospel, belief is never written as a noun. It's never a thing that you can either have or not have. It's not something that you can lose or gain to varying degrees. No, for John, belief has been and always must be a verb, an active pursuit, an embodied kind of experience. Believing in Jesus is always about pursuing relationship with him. It is about active discipleship in Jesus, learning from him, following him, breaking bread with him, risking it all with him. It is about that kind of faith that Thomas demonstrated throughout the Gospel of John. Faith that looks for the way of Christ, and faith that in following that way is willing to relinquish everything. This is not the kind of belief that we are called to work away from. We are called to work toward that kind of active faith, embodied belief. Not a list of doctrines to check off, not blind allegiance or unthinking subscription. No, belief that moves us, that commissions us, that charges us to share the good news in word and in deed. As human beings, we all long for a sign of hope when the world seems dark. We all need some encouragement for our discipleship journey. For the women, the empty tomb was enough. For Peter and the beloved disciple, it was folded linens. But for Thomas, it was the wounds of his friend, the surest sign of just how deeply God knows and understands our pain. What sign of hope do you need? What sign of hope can encourage your faith so that you can truly believe? For most of us, we need a sign of hope. We need encouragement to get us from our skepticism toward a real, embodied faith. Maybe for you, the story of the empty tomb is enough. Or maybe it's Christ speaking words of peace. Maybe that's what will bring you hope. Maybe for you, your sign will come through a listening ear, or an answered prayer, or a sign of life in the most unexpected of places. But maybe, like Thomas, your hope will come in seeing the wounds of Christ, our suffering Savior. Maybe in those wounds you can find reassurance that you are not alone, that you are not alone in your pain or your fear or your worry or your doubt. Maybe in that sign of God's victory over death, your faith can find footing so that with your whole being, you can rejoice and say, "My Lord and my God." And at last, you might truly believe. May it be so. Amen.